Let's all say amen. I want to thank everyone that is here this afternoon to hear another portion of God's word. Pray for those that are not with us on this afternoon, that they'll be able to hear God's word. Amen? Amen. And again, I like to always start with the fact that we've assembled according to Acts chapter 2 and verse 42 and verse 47. But the Bible teaches when Luke wrote to those in the New Testament times, the Bible says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayer. So you found when they assembled to worship God, and God is in the audience, we are not, we're participants, but we have an apostles' doctrine that we'll look at teaching from the Word of God on this afternoon. Along with that, fellowship is when we give back to God. Fellowship, the word fellowship means sharing. And so we want to share with God that which He's blessed us with. We want to give back a portion to Him. Also in breaking of bread, those that had not communed with the Lord was given opportunity to commune with the Lord, take the bread and the fruit of the vine, and also in prayer. And then in verse number 47, the Bible says, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. So we like to say that no one is saved until they are added to the Lord, until they do those things that we had one on this morning to do. Obey the Lord. Teach them the word of God that they understand that they can obey the Lord. Amen? And so in this afternoon, if you meet me in Romans chapter number 6, as I've said previously, generally what I try to do with the afternoon message is connect it in some way with the morning's message. And so on this morning, we spoke from speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. We focused on the sound part of sound doctrine. And on this afternoon, for the next few moments, we want to speak from the subject that was read in our hearing. You have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine. So Paul here was writing to those that were Christians, that they had obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine. And so we find in Romans chapter 6, again in verse 16, Paul in his letter to the Romans, he said, know ye not, verse number 16, that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. To whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, he gives us two situations. Either I can obey stuff, notice what he says, whether of sin unto eternal death, or of obedience unto righteousness. Now we got to understand that what Paul was wanting them to understand, you have two influences in the world along with yourself. Sometimes we can influence ourselves, but Paul reminded them that I'm either going to be influenced by the Lord, or I'm going to be influenced by the devil to do wrong. But he said in verse 17, but God be thanked that you were servants. Before you became a Christian, all of us were servants of sin. He said, here's my title. He said, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. As we did with the young man on after worship this morning, we taught him that form. The word doctrine means teaching, and the word yield means to present, to submit to someone. So what we have to do is, Paul said to them that they had obeyed from the heart. All of us that are Christian, we had to obey from the heart that form of doctrine that was delivered unto us. We obeyed that. But I want to share something with us. When we look at those two influences that we have, notice, turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6 this afternoon, a few moments. Matthew chapter 6. And I want us to see what Jesus said about whom we're going to serve. In Matthew chapter 6 and verses number 24. Matthew 6, 24. Note what Jesus says in his Sermon on the Mount. He said, no man, one man, can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Jesus said, ye cannot serve God and mammon. Yeah, you can't do it. No one can do it. You can't do it. So we have to understand that. Turn with me to Galatians chapter 5. Let us see how this works. And then I'll bring us back to Romans 6. And we'll close this on this afternoon. But I still want to bless us from the word of God. As we talked about, you have obeyed that form of doctrine. So Jesus said to those on the Sermon on the Mount, those that would become Christians, when he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, Matthew 6:33, those that would become Christians, he let them know, you cannot serve two masters. Nobody can. It's an impossibility. So Paul identified in Galatians chapter 5 what those two influences are. In Galatians chapter 5, and meet me at verse number 16. Galatians 5, verse 16. Now watch how Paul shares that. And sometimes when we look at the word of God, we try to look at it holistically, that we can get a little from here, a little from there, and we can bring it together. So Jesus goes on record and saying, no man can serve two masters. Yeah. No man can do it. So Paul, when he wrote to the Galatians, and Galatians 5 and 16, Paul said, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Paul said, when we walk in the Spirit, then we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For, verse 17, the flesh lusted against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. Paul said, and these are contrary, the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Paul said here, we as Christians, we're going to be, and let me just bring that verse 18 so I can show it. Paul said, but if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. So Paul was saying to those Christians, understand this here. Either we're going to be influenced by one or two sources. Either the word of God and the Holy Spirit gave to inspired men, Paul, John, Mark, Matthew, Peter, the Spirit gave the word to them, and we find that those men were inspired by God, Luke, and they wrote down those things that God wanted us to have. And so you look in Luke chapter 1 to show you how Luke wrote that when he said it. Luke chapter 1, yeah, and verse number 3. Luke chapter 1, and verse 3. Note what Luke wrote, verse number 3. Luke said, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus. So what Luke wrote, and he also wrote the book of Luke, he was inspired by God. And notice he said, he had a perfect or a complete understanding of all things from the very beginning. And what he did was wrote those things down. He was led by the Spirit. And so we have now, we are to walk. Going back to Galatians 5, we are to walk
be led by the Spirit. And so I can be led by my fleshly desire, as Paul said here. He said, understand this here, that the flesh lusted against the Spirit. In other words, I have desires in me that are not consistent with the will of God. And then I can be led by the Word of God. That's why we need the teaching from the Word of God. Because Paul said in Galatians, he identified some of those things that the flesh would get us to do. Verse 19, now the works of the flesh are manifest, are made known, and which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy, envying, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like. Yeah, Paul said this, of the which I tell ye before. He said, I told you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Yeah. That's the teaching this evening. So what I got to do, Brother Stroud? I got to work on myself. I have desires that's not in keeping with the will of God. I got to allow the Word of God to influence me to be the person that I'm supposed to be. Instead of hating people, instead of strife, instead of envying, watch what the Bible said. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there's no law against that. And then he says, and they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lust. What Paul was saying to them as he was finishing to close the letter, say, understand this here. We got to crucify those things that's in us. The word affection means passion. Those desires and those lusts that I have that's not consistent with the will of God, I got to put them to death. Yeah, Paul said that. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And so going back to Romans chapter 6, as I move to a close, Romans chapter 6 wanted us to see what Paul was saying. Those of us that are Christians here today, God, we thank God, not but God be thanked, but no, we thank God. Yeah, but we thank God, not that God be thanked. We thank God that I was once the servant of sin. Now you have obeyed from the heart that teaching. And now Paul said, I'm going to verse 18 now, Romans 6. Paul said, being then made free from sin. I talked to a young man this morning. Once you are water baptized for the remission of all your sins, now you are free from sin. Paul says, now ye became the servants of righteousness. But we understand that when a person obey the Lord, it's like a babe. 1 Peter 2:2. You have to, babes in Christ, now we have to feed them with milk that they grow, Because Paul said in verse 19, he said, I speak after manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. Paul said, all of us, the word infirmity means weaknesses. All of us have weaknesses in our flesh. And Paul said, the reason I'm speaking this to you, because of the way of men. The way of man is, man have weaknesses in their flesh. He said, for as you have yielded your members, servants to uncleanness and to iniquity, unto iniquity, even so now, yield yourself, members, servants, to righteousness, unto holiness. So what Paul was saying here, as I come to a close, he said, there was a time when I was out there and I did those things that I thought I was big enough to do. And I know I was doing wrong and I was doing it. Yeah. But Paul said, now, take that same desire, or take them same members. Yeah, my hands was out there doing wrong. My feet was going places doing wrong. He said, just like you was yielding your members to do wrong, now Paul said, yield them to do what's right. Yeah, yield them to do what's right. He said, for when you were servants, the servants of sin, you were free from unrighteousness. And so now we're Christians. We've obeyed the Lord. And now we've done those things that Christ has said, but it's our responsibility. And let me say this to all of us. None of us ever graduate from being a Christian. No, you're always going to be in school. Yeah, and that's why it's important that we come Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. Those are times designated to study. But also, I like to say also, as we find in Acts, where they search the Word of God daily, it should be a daily responsibility. In order for me to keep down those fleshly desires, I have to study the Word of God and make application. So we've obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine. And as we had this morning, if there's someone that's here, I don't ever want to take the chance that someone may be here and you've been coming here and may not have obeyed the Lord. So you have to understand, as a person did on this morning, that you obey the Lord by hearing the gospel. I talked to a young man after worship this morning, taught him that there are three facts in the gospel. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. One, that Christ died for our sin, that he was buried, and he rose again the third day. You have to believe that. Yeah, have to believe that. Then you have to repent of your sins. After I believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I repent of my sin. Then, as a young man done this morning, you make the confession that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, what the eunuch did in Acts 8, 37. He made the confession, I believe that Jesus Christ, Son of God. After the person made the confession, one is water baptized for the remission of their sin. There's someone that needs to respond to the gospel, or if you need to respond to the message in any way, we bid you to come, and together we stand and sing a verse of a hymn. Thank you very much.